Nigga.
Fresh record.
It's recorded. We live, okay. Nigga.
Welcome to the All Man Podcast. We're having casual conversations through the lenses of three different perspectives.
Is it through?
It's going to be. I'm going to invite everybody in.
Jesus Christ.
I am Tony Davis.
Michael Andrew the Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag.
Jesus.
Right. Right.
Jesus saves. I don't know if it's going to save us. We've been pretty flagrant.
As of late.
This is going to be some random questions because they don't connect.
Let's go.
That's fine. The random. We're going to call it
the random. So you said you. So if I invited you and be like, yo, just try it. So we were talking about a lot of.
I ain't gay.
just to let y'all know.
I feel like that got to be the disclaimer.
How many times have you been hit on by a man?
Hit on or just like some shit said? I've been to jail, dude. So I mean.
I mean, what do you?
Your hand's nice and soft.
That's a good point. Scare you and shit.
That's a good point.
You could tell they weren't. Right. We were already down there for 15 hours. I know you're not gay. You got a family and kids.
Right.
You're just trying to be funny.
Right. Yeah.
That's cool. But I was at when I was 19, man. 18 or 19, I was at Perimeter and this 6'7" motherfucker too late. Like one, and they was just like, I didn't even look. I just saw
is that so you consider that like hit on?
A woman would consider that being hit on?
I don't know.
Equality, man. Equality.
You
that's
crazy.
Being hit on.
I don't know. Like
that would have been street harassment shit. Same shit that was happening in 2013.
Yeah.
Man, I was being harassed.
Nigga, I was like 165 pounds too. I wouldn't know.
That shit happened to me in Lenox.
Oh man, Lenox. They
I was probably like 22 years old. I'm coming out of Dave and Buster's. This dude who held the door open.
Uh-huh.
I was like, man, I appreciate that, man. He was like, no problem, man. Yeah, man, you looking nice, man. You got a haircut and stuff. I was like, yeah, man, thanks. He was like, yeah, you looking real nice. I quickly exited the building.
He probably been like,
yeah, that's what kind of threw me off. I was like,
yeah,
what's
looking
happening?
Real nice.
You know how in a show or a movie. Like, that lens gets really tight, and it start getting dark, and you be like, what's happening here? Who's doing this?
Man.
Who's pulling the strings here?
This conversation started because we were talking about a lot of these dating apps and how men can get trapped or get suckered into if a woman had a good surgeon. If a transgender...
As a woman.
Yes.
Yeah. Who had a good surgeon can capture.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I asked the question. We talked about this 3 or 4 times already, but if you get caught up, would you? You wouldn't kill yourself, though, right?
No,
kill myself. No,
I mean, like, here's the thing: if you made out,
your lips touch theirs.
You don't know.
You say made out?
That's what I said.
1990.
You don't say make out.
No, nigga, I know we old, but shit, we ain't got to prove it.
What would you call it then? Like,
yeah, well, I'm interested.
What's the
proper lingo
before the fucking?
We kissing and stuff, you know.
Kissing,
I guess it would be made.
Wait,
out.
That's worse.
Out. I'm going with made
right,
out.
Like, okay,
kissing because we was kissing and stuff. Shut your childish ass up. Kissing and stuff.
What do our listeners think? What do you call it? Hooking up. So like hooking up has this real.
That's universal.
Yeah, it's a
that's
spectrum.
Universal.
No, it's huge, man.
It's a
like
spectrum.
Hooking
it
up
is.
Could be having sex or you just touching and kissing.
We hooked up.
So
okay.
So you fuck.
You're hooking up.
I don't say that. We can say made up.
All right. So we make. You making out. You first base. Second base.
Wait.
He going backwards.
See, we are like
on purpose.
We
on
got
purpose.
Over that hill
on
and
purpose.
Then you said, "Let's roll
it
back."
Let's go ahead and run it back.
All right, so you go. All right,
and you make a feel, and you feel something.
Okay, what if you don't? What if it's a full transition?
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if I feel something, it's dumb rap. I'm mad. I'm not gonna assault whatever. Like, but I'm gone.
I'm sorry. So Michael and Andrew, we just Pulp Fiction and shit. So Michael and Andrew said, "Hey man, that's happened to me twice before."
That's not what I said.
Where I've met.
That is not what I said. This nigga gonna be trying to have me caught up.
No.
Oh, I knew that nigga dressed too nice. I told you. Don't be doing that, my nigga.
Wait,
don't do that shit.
Wait, let me paint the picture right,
please.
We were looking at Michael Andrew scrolling, and he came across this
on a dating app.
On a dating app, and it came out that the image on the screen used to be a man,
and we were all kind of like,
"Whoa,
really?
Right?
Whoa,
I mean, it happened. Yeah, we're comfortable in our sexuality.
Right. Yeah, we are.
I don't know how comfortable. We're about to find out.
We're about to find out.
We're about to be honest to the world.
Oh, shit.
So.
No, and we all looked and we was like,
whoa.
Yo, that's.
That's why, you know,
that's,
we need
to get a good looking. That's a good looking.
We need to get
person.
Out the game. That ain't what we said. We said, this is why.
Yeah, that is. Right. I mean, but that's what we were implying. Like, this is why you got to be. Careful.
You
got to
pay attention.
Got to be more careful.
Got to be.
Don't be sorry. Help. Be careful.
Told you go out
so
there.
So Michael Andrews
look
said,
out.
This has happened twice where somebody has matched me or chosen me.
Right.
And I've declined. And I said, well, what if it was a drunken stupor? You know, what if it's you out there and you.
That's why I don't drink like that, no.
All right. Even better.
You know
what if you out there and she just grab you? He, him, shim.
If. But wait, what do you mean they grab me, though?
Like
they grab your arm.
We out.
Yeah. They just grab my arm?
No, we out chilling.
They hit you with the hey, daddy.
Y'all been flirting.
Right.
And she rub her hands up your junk.
Yeah.
Oh, she rubbed me?
Yeah.
I mean, if and I don't know?
Yes, you don't know.
Then I'm probably going to treat it like any other chick. Like, if a chick do it, I'm going to be like,
what you trying to do?
Yeah, I don't know if you about this life.
Really?
Like, if a chick does it, I'm going to be like, what we doing? Like, because right. We grown. What we doing?
I'm Chris Tucker and Money Talks. Hey, man, stop touching. Stop playing.
Stop playing.
Don't play with me. Love.
What the young people saying? Stop. Don't play with me.
Because hey, I'm when we had the same situation when we was out, and it was a woman. And it was, oh, my gosh, I'm getting so, oh, okay, what we doing?
With like, the emoji.
Yeah, the hands up.
Huh? What we doing?
What's going on?
Yeah. Say less. Like,
but no, so, I got to find out first.
Well, I mean, you do ask the disclaimer. You are, because somebody else that we know.
Let's play patty cake.
Listen.
Somebody else that we know when we was.
Did not.
Listen.
With the blue hat.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
This is, Tony is like the Death Star. He's like, let's put him in front of the crowd.
And just blow it up.
Are you? Are you? Are you? Are you? Are you?
All right. But it's.
Were all y'all born women? Right. Rapid fire.
Were you born as a male? And did you transition to anything other than adulthood?
Anything? Do you have a menstrual?
Yeah, you
cycle?
Can't even. You're right, because you can't even say, "Am I? Were you born a woman?" Cause to me, I was.
Right,
right, right.
Internally. But see, that's why I said I appreciate. I appreciate now also where we are, where trans women. Because I don't know about trans men, but like trans women. Feel comfortable in saying no, I'm trans. I'm like, yo, I appreciate you.
Cool. Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Thank you for letting me know. Right. Yes. That's not my jam. Shout out to you. Like, and then, like, I've only had one
it's
person.
It's not my jam.
It's not my jam.
You play patty cake first? Is that how you find out?
No.
Let's play patty cake. Want to arm wrestle?
No.
I gotta figure this out.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Out, I can tell. It's easier for me to tell now. Because in Atlanta, you had, bro, I'm talking about Atlanta.
I'm not talking about a flamboyant motherfucking dude.
I'm not either. I'm talking about Atlanta, early 2000s, Peachtree.
This is 2020. Doctors have been perfecting.
That's what helped.
I'm feeling what he's saying.
Because in 2005 here, it was a few times you
that's
had to
how
be
your
like
boy Mace got caught up. Straight up.
No, don't leave when you're hot. That's how Mace. No, I'm saying
that's
like
how May screwed up.
But no, I mean, but
no.
What
you
I'm saying,
your face screwed up.
is that what you think?
It I was do. A few. It was a few in the early 2000s where you'd be like, you had a blue.
You
hat
will
situation.
Be riding down Peachtree and see a
still ain't caught on.
Hey,
no, he caught.
I'm just skipping
I'm
over
trying
that.
Trying to be respectful.
Listen, yo, you man, be riding down Peachtree and look to your right, too. And you'd be like,
right.
Why are these women dressed so risque? And you be like.
And then you look again.
Lean in like.
Nah, man.
Because it was a few who were like, yo, 6'8", big hands. And you was like, okay, cool, respect. Like, you know live your life. And it wasn't no thing. But then it was a few who like, you know, once again, were. Take a drink. Yep. who were like 5'9", 5'10".
That's still tall for a woman.
Right, but it's not as
5'10 is tall for a woman?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
5'7 is tall for a woman.
No, it's not.
5'7 is we getting close to average is 5'5 and a half, I think.
5'5.
It's 5'5.
5'5 is average.
I think now.
I don't think so.
I think now it is.
Now it is.
So at 5'7", that's 2 inches.
You're right. Duly noticed.
2 inches.
See?
So hold 2 inches.
That's what he said to you. So it's only 2 inches. It's only 2 inches.
But nah.
It's going to be this kind of pod. Right. Got it.
No, we're going to transition.
So
we're going to transition.
We're going to transition.
Turn the wheel.
Motherfucker, like.
I didn't even mean
asshole.
That.
Tell your side. Look at me.
I'm the captain now. So, no, so.
Just make it quick.
Fuck that. And I told you, Tom going to come back and be like, yo, man, I think I'm in love.
Nigga, I'm going to own that shit.
Sometimes I sit in the car and I look at your balls. Wait a minute. Whoa, like, that's not the LL Cool J version?
No, so nah. So I think. No, I think that for me, it's like now when I'm out, I can, even if I question.
Yeah, yes or no.
I'm like, no, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Because.
Your makeup too perfect.
Yeah, like, I'm cool. So.
That's what I do. You got a hard jawline? And I don't know you. I don't see no stress marks. I don't know if you got kids. Like, we gotta. If you got a hard jawline and I'm like, it.
Right. It,
I scroll through Instagram and I'm like, yeah, no.
Because now you do have to, like, if you're on some Grace Jones shit, like, especially if you're on your androgyny and shit,
yeah.
And like,
yeah.
I do have to question, and it's not ever meant to be disrespectful. It's just like, yo.
But could you smash a Grace Jones in a prime? Really?
I'm gay. You're not gay. I got a brother.
Not gay.
He's gay.
He's gay.
You just don't want this pussy.
So could you in a prime?
Great. I wasn't ever attracted to Grace.
Me neither. I think Schwarzenegger took it down.
Her skin is gorgeous.
Her skin is gorgeous. I just, but she. Physically, she just never attracted. Like, in Boomerang, I never was like, oh. And it was just bad, bad, bad. And Grace Jones is bad.
She had on the dress when that outfit she had on going to that dinner.
Right. Bad. But I was like, I'm just not attracted. It just doesn't, I'm not compelled. Like, but I recognize, like, no, she got presence and she's a bad chick.
Well, we weren't talking about the level of attraction. We said, would you take her down?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not attracted.
Both of you said no.
I recognize she's a bad chick. Like, she's a chick who can come in and take all the energy in the room. Like, you're going to pay attention, be like, all right.
Then I like to take her energy.
If she's, I mean, shout out to you.
Probably get that at 70.
Would you, yeah. Is this 70? I mean,
is she 70 now? Angela Good Bassett. Gracious, we old as fuck.
I'm gonna say Angela. She's like 66, I think.
Yeah. I'm definitely smashing Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett, Jesus.
I'm tired roping that. Sorry, honey. Shit.
How far out there would you go?
Well, what you mean? Like a lesbian who wants to
try
test her.
But looks like a lesbian.
Yo, so there's
like a stud?
There's a great,
like the chick from John Wick, Parabellum. She on Billions. Her voice is nice. I like her voice.
It's quite a few women who are
like very small
studs, who you know.
Yeah.
Claim. I mean,
I don't know if I can do a stud. You can't be manlier than me.
I don't know that she would be like when we watch that skit on YouTube, right? That's a bad, like, yo, I'm taking that down. I'm sorry. Like, even when the motherfucker was like, yo, keep the boxers on, though, I was like, all right.
Is she mad? Have I been with a chick like that? I've been with a chick who was.
I've had some androgynous, like, they're straight, but they like to dress like dudes and, like, mm-hmm. not dudes, but
I know
more
masculine.
And, I mean, shit. Once the clothes come off, play ball, goddammit. Like.
All right, so I just want everybody to hear it now. I don't know. I hate talking to the audience, but this is going to transition weirdly later on, just so you know. It's not even going to be the same.
We were random. Close. Yeah. We started out randomly. So
we're
just
revving the engine up a little bit. Vroom.
Like, so. You can tell Wayne is a dad. Like, when he says some shit, you're a dad.
It's a dumb dad joke.
I don't know how. I've said this. I said this actually this weekend. Like, I'm pretty vanilla. I'm a vanilla type motherfucker. Like, I'm a romantic nigga. I'm down for the voyeuristic shit. The perceived.
Like, what's that? The balcony?
I'm definitely
exhibitionist or voyeurism.
The voyeurism shit.
So you'll watch.
I'll watch some shit. Like, if a chick want to get down and get it popping, like, I'd enjoy that.
No, that's exhibitionist.
No, the exhibitionist. So the exhibition, I'm also down for some exhibitionism. Like, I've done that quite a few times. But like
we might get seen, or like, hey, look at us.
I fucked my longtime ex in our driveway, like on the hood in the driveway. Lights is from the and it was a triplex, so lights is on.
Street lights on.
No, the porch light is on. And my neighbor was like, I heard a chick screaming, and I thought somebody was in danger, so I looked out the window, and he was a little bit older, and he was like, yum, fam, tearing it up. And I was like, oh, shit. Jesus Christ.
Hang on.
Hang on, Randall.
Anybody here? Nope, can't hear shit.
It's neat. That's because the headphones are on. We can still talk, though.
Hang on a second. Michael Andrew thought he was...
Shit got too good.
He's trying to be cool and shit.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, no, that's my normal...
Yeah.
Anywho, so that happened. The balcony shit was... I don't really feel like that was exhibitionist, but like... definitely did it on a terrace for a condo I was working for. Had the chick fall through. Late night, I was working overnight. She got the tour, quote unquote.
Right.
And then
tore that
pussy up on the balcony.
Trying to make up for matching with them niggas.
I just matched to let them know. I just matched.
All man.
A-L-L.
Myself, I don't want.
I don't want another man. Like,
yes, I'm.
No, we want women, but just.
How do you go about telling someone in a setting like that, hey, that's not my thing, politely?
Hey, that's not my thing. It's very simple for me. That's not. I'm
not into that. That's the same.
I'm not into that. I don't do that type of
that's
thing.
That's not for me.
In the same way, and it's the same way a chick want to do some, yo, I just want to put on this dildo. That's definitely not my thing. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm cool.
You're not going to peg me.
I'm all right.
What if she wanted you to hit her with the dildo?
She wanted me to. I would feel away. Like, at that point, that's just a different conversation. Like,
am I disrespectful?
What kind of weird stuff are you into? Like, you say you vanilla. What kind of weird stuff would you be into?
Whoa.
What's the furry stuff? Like, I need dressing up like animals and shit.
I'm not.
I need clarity.
Furry.
Wait.
I'm not a furry.
Am I putting a dildo on?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
I'm feeling disrespected. Like, at that point, I'm not mad. I'm just feeling disrespected. Nigga, so my dick ain't big. She be like, nah, I need bigger. I be like, well, fuck you. I'm not feeling shit. Like, at least
I mean, but you gonna get yours after she get hers.
You hope she
no,
might.
I mean, no, that's what
deal.
She said.
That's the deal.
Oh. Yeah, that's the deal.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not doing that just for you.
Why yeah, I don't get? Know. Because at least like with the women from what my LGBTQ homies have said, like, they're like, yo, I can still get the sensation because it's still rubbing against every time I hit it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I was like, you get something out of it too. They were like, yeah. So, but.
Okay.
You see Tony's face. But.
Why are you shaking your head, Tony?
He's judgmental.
Yeah.
Judgy.
That's what he's being.
Mother.
So, I mean, for me, like, I'm down for the food. I'm down for, like, we can make a movie. I'm down for, like.
I don't like seeing myself on camera.
I don't really either, but I probably do like the porn, like the first person where you
POV, where you hold POV,
where you holding it, you're holding a camera. That's not good rocking, by the way. Anybody, any ladies making those, like, can't do that. You got to set it up. Be professional.
Be professional.
I need more production.
Also a shirt.
I need more production value.
This lighting is all bad in here.
I think for me that I'll do some role playing and shit, it's fine. Like, I'm cool with that.
I'm not a good actor. We've seen that. You can only imagine. You can only imagine how many takes we gotta do.
That be, wait, let me try again. Hold on.
Am I supposed to say it like this?
I'm gonna go out.
Where are my lines?
I'm taking it too serious.
What am I supposed to do with my hands?
I could definitely see Tony being like, this whole scene is not gonna work.
Nah. This is Top Gun from Jesus. Top Gun. I'm Tom Cruise. And
Jesus.
What are we doing?
This isn't even a flight
bow,
suit.
Bow, 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 bow. Right. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah.
I'm not with chicks tying me up. I've had chicks who want me to tie them up. I mean, I can do that. And I'm not with like any violence. Like, I will smack an ass. I don't want to paddle an ass though.
You ain't S&M.
It's not my jam.
BDSM.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You should be punched.
It ain't gonna happen by you. I don't like people tying me up either. I don't like being tickled.
I've done hot wax. I don't know where the tickle came from. I did the hot wax. I did a hot wax one time, and I was like, that's when I started knowing. I was like, I ain't about to.
Like, are you saying that they
pour hot wax on them?
No. I'm talking about you tickle, Nick. Man. Oh. Tickle me,
I don't
Elmo.
Like being tickled.
Just period.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay.
It's gonna make my dick go soft.
My thing is like, if I'm in the middle of stroking you and you decide to tickle me, I'm going to look at you a little crazy anyway. Why are you tickling me?
No, even through foreplay.
You've been tickled during foreplay?
You know, you wrestling around with it.
Okay. I got you. I got you.
Yeah, the only tickle I want is in my penis. I don't want no tickle on my side. Don't.
Tickle with your tongue. Tickle it with your tongue.
Right. Don't do anything. If you're trying to turn me on and I say it tickles, stop.
Listeners.
It tickles.
Ladies,
right?
Demographic.
That's your that's your safe word. Tickles.
Listen. Dimes are better.
Fair.
Unless it's a retro and we're just having fun, so I can get dimes are better.
Okay, fair enough.
Wait,
so that was a message too. That was inside,
right? It's coded language. So
put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Dwayne, what you into?
Don't forget your wife listens to the show.
I know. She knows what I'm into.
Well, go and spill it then.
I mean, I like, you know.
Agreeableness.
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir.
You answer that to him?
No.
You can tell me.
I mean.
May I have another?
So my therapist. I love it. Go ahead. Speak freely.
This is a safe space.
No, I'm definitely, I definitely err on dominance.
Really?
Yeah.
Dope.
On her being dominant?
No, on me being dominant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I get a kick out of that.
I can see Wayne being
that gets my...
Yeah, bitch. You like that, don't you?
No, I just think...
not necessarily be bitch, but it's like, you know.
Yeah.
This is... I run the show.
This is my pussy.
It's not the same. It's not agreeable, Wayne. He turns into...
That's where he gets it all out.
That's the reason. Yeah.
That's why he can be agreeable.
I was about to say this. That's why he's agreeable in the streets.
He gotten it all out.
Turn into a beast.
You know what? This is going left.
You wouldn't like me if I was angry. Like,
wait. Put your goddamn shirt back on.
The Hulk and shit?
The
kids are still awake. I'm sorry.
What are we doing here? But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much.
That's what I say. Vanilla.
I'm open. I'm open.
You're open?
I'm open.
What wouldn't you do?
There's not going to be any penetrating my anus.
What about the tongue? The tongue?
No.
I've had a...
You wouldn't let her get a rim shot?
No, I don't know if I want my ass licked.
I had a chick do it. It was overrated.
Really?
It's overrated.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm just... I don't
it's
know.
It's no pleasure to me.
Right. I was like, this was overrated.
Yeah.
After a finger was around my ass, I said no.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, when you start creeping, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
It's not for me.
So, I mean,
right.
One person.
That's
tried
the
to
name of the show, by the way. Not for me.
One
None for me.
Tried to hit me.
Thank you.
Hit me with that, like, well, you're going to have to do it when you, like, at 30, yeah. 32. You're going to have to do
I've
it
had
when,
it
you,
done twice.
When you have the prostate exam. I said, the fuck? This ain't no medical procedure, goddammit.
Hey, I'd like to see your credentials.
It's nothing.
Right.
It's nothing sexual. I don't care what anybody say. When they say all the, you know, they have nerve endings of the ass.
Yes.
They're not sexual nerve endings.
You're not an RN and you're not a doctor. So why are we having this discussion?
It was not pleasurable at all.
Right.
So I'm cool. Like, okay, so no anal play.
Yeah, that's about it.
So you down for everything else? You been tied up, nigga?
Yeah, I've been tied up.
That's what's up, man. It wasn't necessarily my thing, but it was the experience.
Right, right. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So, in fairness, I will probably be tied up with somebody.
Oh, so now you doubling back.
No, no. Right.
I mean, in all fairness.
No. I know that that's not my thing. But if I'm with, I would have to, like, implicitly trust you. Like.
Why? What do you think's going to happen?
It's just been too many comedies, too many. Motherfucker tied up.
Yeah, anything outside that will compromise my sexuality. Like, I'm a heterosexual male. So, I'm not into men. I'm not into.
So, no threesomes with two dudes, one chick?
No.
What if she wanted it?
I don't know.
For better or for worse, man.
As of right now, I'm saying no. He's right.
I'm right.
As of right now,
you gotta think this too.
I'm saying no. Right,
no, it doesn't.
But I mean, the pretense on how things would transpire. I don't know. I don't.
Because if she did, so she did two, like two. Because that's another thing too.
Two things.
She did two. She did two.
This ain't the two things. I'm gonna scream out.
Two, no.
You did how many?
No.
It was two things.
That was more. It's more like with a question mark.
Two things?
Two things?
And are you
I wish y'all could see Tony's face.
Two things?
All you hear is 2 Chainz come in. Two things. Whoa.
Nah.
Not yet, 2 Chainz. Nah. Not yet. We don't need the ad-lib right now.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, Tom. Reach out to your boy Miguel. He made a song with his name.
He did?
Did he? He had a line in it. I'll pull it up.
I think that's for me, even like with two women, I've been like, because somebody's like, I know that shit. No, I'm cool. Like, I immediately get analytical with that. Me too. Like, that's too much.
I do it for the experience, though, because I think I can do it.
I feel like I would have to start training like Rocky in real life.
I mean, I would have to be in shape because I can't.
Yeah.
I can't, like, but I mean, like, I can eat and be rich at the same time.
I'm not tripping on that. But that's what I'm saying. That's immediately. I'm an eating rod. I'm going to have to, like, it's for me, I start thinking logistics.
Of course. Because you're trying to.
I'm an eating rod.
You mean she's going to eat. You're going to eat. She's going to ride.
Right.
And one's going to ride.
Right. Yeah.
We're going to take a trip through the drive-thru.
Right.
And that's fine. But she has to be good enough to ride, and it feels good to her. Yeah, I find that be a problem for some women out there. They just can't. They can't get the motion that's going to make them feel good, which is probably code for your shit don't work.
I recently had a conversation with a young lady who said she's poly.
Okay.
And we were, it was like a group of people, and she basically said, and this is a slight transition, but she basically said she didn't understand how men were pursuing her willingly, knowing that she's poly. And then we're still questioning her about her actions. And I said, explain. And she would say, let's say you meet someone. You have the dialogue, because my first assumption was, you're not telling these niggas what's really going on.
Right, right.
She was like, no. I'm interested in you, the first conversation that we're having is, hey, I'm poly. I like girls, I like guys. You're not gonna be the only one. I'm rocking with you because I like you right now.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm out you.
Right. But I'm out you.
I belong to the streets.
Right.
That's open.
Right. But then.
She's polyamorous.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
That means she's open.
Yeah. She's polyamorous.
Open is, I can fuck who I want. Polyamorous, I have another relationship.
Fair enough. Right. Fair enough. Right. Okay.
That is correct. But.
Either way, and you ain't going to be the only one.
Right. And her.
And I'm out.
Right. And her argument is like, I'm poly. Because if I'm seeking someone to, you know, engage, right. Like, it's like this until we get here.
Okay.
But the dude, she was like, a dude was in a car with her, and like, they riding, and her phone pops up, and it says, dude number two.
Let me pull over.
Maybe he's dude number one. I don't know what number he is at this point. It's not the DMV.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
Next.
I've been waiting. I'm 46. right. But she was like, after she got off the phone, he was like, who was that? And blah, blah, blah. And she was like, why? Why are you asking? Because there had been another circumstance where, like, she was riding with him. Somebody called. But you know, when you're on the phone, like, the shit pop up, you're just on the Bluetooth, you looking. Like,
but
he, like,
I told you.
Right.
I can't, yeah, you can't be mad at her. Like,
but that's what.
Kylo Ren, bitch, eh?
Tighten up, nigga. Put your motherfucking helmet on. Hey, his helmet, when he redid it, that shit was hard.
Fuck Kylo Ren. That nigga had all the promise to be something. And he tried to make a bitch Vader. Anyway, keep going.
A bitch Vader. So my question is that, is it, whose responsibility is that?
That's his.
That's his.
Yeah. It should be.
He's a bitch ass nigga.
You say that until you fall in love with a chick who.
No, no.
And that's what I'm saying.
Don't fall in love, though. Like, if you, if a chick tells me, hey, my nigga, I fuck with you. I fuck with you. Don't catch no feelings. Like, because I'm out here. And even if I do catch feelings for you, I'm out here.
That's
so
cool.
So,
how many people do you run through and say,
Tone,
in your history, Tone, and you say, I shouldn't?
Tone.
Tone, you asking Tone. Me? You asking me that, Tone?
Tone. Tone. Nigga, you know how quick I am to eject.
I'm talking about something. Talk about Top Gun.
Goose. Michael Andrew. I'm not.
I'm out, nigga.
I'm out.
Like,
wait.
None for me, dog. I'm out.
I'm not Goose. Right. I'm Maverick. I get out.
That get nigga out. Get that tall nigga gonna make it out. So I'm saying, if I'm in love, and I know, and I also know how I am, if I want you around, because even, it's not even for me, if I really, really am being honest, it's not even that you're going to be with other people, it's that you're not going to be around like that. So, it's a time thing, like, you're your time.
You're an attention seeker.
I'm not an attention, no, but I require, if we're going to be in a relationship, I require a relationship. Like, you being in relation to me physically, even in proximity. Like, I ask chicks straight up. I be like, listen.
You had some long distance relationships, bro.
And, nigga, did they work?
I mean, I knew that.
But, I mean, and I even with the long distance, I was still out here. We weren't committed.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because the last long distance I had was with the ex 7 years ago. And I was like, this is trash.
Yeah.
And it's trash because every time I want you around, you want to talk on the fucking phone, FaceTime and shit. I ain't got shit to talk to you about.
That's a bit. That's either I'm in jail or I'm in the military doing a tour.
Right.
This is not sustainable.
So that's my point. Like, even with, like, when chicks be like, yo, I like to cuddle. Nigga, do you like to cuddle? No, I love to cuddle. Cool. It's 100 degrees outside. All we got is the ceiling fan, and we in the sheets. You still want to cuddle? No. The nigga, you don't like to cuddle.
Nah, wait a minute. I like cuddling. But it got to be cold. Like,
yeah,
it,
I'm not sweating.
But here's, no,
I
but
think cuddling constitutes climate. you just can't.
We can be on the beach and it's hot, and at nighttime it's nice breeze.
Right, let me get you. Come on, baby. But
bow, bow, bow.
But no,
bow.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, I'm joking, but I'm serious. I was like, because I still need, for me, I need proximity. So I was like, I'm not going to be all up on you, but like, I'm going to be grabbing your leg.
No, I feel you.
Yeah, like, you're definitely the meme with the nigga in the bed and the girl is like, her legs are on his legs,
yes,
and
nigga,
she's reading a fucking book and you're on the laptop. That's you.
That is me, nigga.
That's me.
Like, that's me.
Mm. I like that shit.
So,
man, like that
even,
shit.
Even naked, I want the
right
juices on my back. Hey, real quick, I need you guys to, all the ladies, all the gentlemen.
When you put the leg up.
Them.
Right there in the pussy.
I need you to write in. If you had to make love to one song, you got one song, what is it? Allmanpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, good question.
Is it?
It is a good question.
That's a good question. That's a hard question.
What you? One song.
One song?
Not for the whole duration, just like either to start it or to end it or whatever.
And it has to be every time.
If it's like we're going to Top Gun Berlin. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good...
That's a great song.
Everybody, you know, right. So what is your song that you like, oh, man, if I could make love?
Mine is, like, you know where I'm going.
Where are you going?
Some shit from Love Jones.
Nigga, exactly. Like, why would you even ask that question?
You're probably going to say Penny with Holding.
No, it would have been Maxwell, nigga. Of course.
What's what Maxwell song is on Love Jones?
Till the Cops Come Knocking.
Oh, really?
It's the slow version, but it's...
Hey, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that was in it. That's on my playlist. I don't need to be thinking of your monkey ass if I'm fucking making my playlist. I don't think it's on there, man.
It's so, Maxwell, though. I got to look it up.
Don't tell me now. I don't want to know, okay. Bastard.
But it's
gonna fuck up my damn playlist.
Bastard.
Can't think of the Michael Andrew song. Oh fuck. I'm sorry, babe. We're gonna have to skip.
Whatever. Siri, that'd be mine.
That is a good
skip
question.
The song.
That'd be mine. Immediately. I mean Maxwell, because especially early Maxwell, Urban Hanksway, you can do no wrong.
Pick one.
Any song.
You can do no wrong.
Any song. We're just gonna let this play.
Right. You let
cut the album off.
Let yeah. You let Sade come over with the incense and the fucking
get some boys and men.
I'll make a love to you.
That would not be it.
50 Never. Candles. I would go Jodeci before I went Boys and Men.
No, no.
And this has been the Odd Man Podcast. Wayne has come on, officially. Man.
What are you gonna put on for Jodeci?
Have you heard 50 Candles?
50 Candles is dangerous, my nigga.
That's one song though.
It's only one song.
Well, we were talking about groups in that moment. So you said Boys and Men. I said I would put Jodeci on before Boys and Men.
What song? That's what I asked.
I wouldn't agree with that even
Freaking
if
you.
No, Nick. He said dominant, so that makes sense.
Yeah, I was about to say.
But no, nigga.
Come on, man.
But you're talking about romantical niggas versus dominant.
Right.
We're a little bit softer.
Really?
An approach. I can do all the tricks.
Once the sex happens, I get romantic. I want sensual.
He wants Berlin, not fucking buns and fucking
right.
Belly.
Right.
Right. It took him a break.
Listen.
He was grinding the hell out of
him. This nigga.
Put on Mama Said Knock You Out. LL Cool J.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
don't call it a comeback.
DMX was killing him.
When that nigga say, stop lying to me. He's like, listen. Stop saying shit. And then this fucking time.
Man, he was grinding the shit out of
She was fine as fuck.
Yeah, Keish.
Terrell Hicks.
Terrell
Hicks.
Yeah.
She was, oh T-Boz, my God.
But,
Oh, how does it feel? D'Angelo.
I'm not mad at that.
I can give it that one.
That's a happy medium for me.
That is. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's still dominant.
Right.
It is. But it's a little softer.
But I want to know.
Right.
Yeah, how old were you when you figured out that nigga was getting top? Did you know when the video came on?
Years later.
Like
I just heard
like,
it.
Because I never really paid attention to the video like that.
I mean, yeah, it's a nigga. Just naked. Right there the whole time. Like, I was like, what?
I just figured, this is something for the ladies. You know what I mean? It's a ploy. It's that's like a marketing ploy. I'm not looking at this nigga looking down and being like.
I was like, I don't.
Until somebody was like, yeah, girl, he blah, blah, blah. He doing what?
I said, what?
Right. Really?
Yeah, I'm good.
I was like, I had no need to ever watch it. I watched it one time. And
speaking about black people.
Old Georgia.
Hard transition.
Old Georgia.
Okay.
You guys care about black people, right?
Sure.
And we talk about.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I need to wipe us all out. If I get to be Kanye, that's cool. But I want to be my version of Kanye.
Right.
If a sacrifice is made, right? I think that's the problem with black people.
Okay.
We have to sacrifice. So, so if you have to forego your dreams and say, hey, you, Wayne, you have to adopt two other black kids to help, you know, sustain black people. I think the sacrifice has to be, hey, man, we got to stop the bullshit and we have to, you know, hunker down, go into a small group and live. And family dynamic is one of them.
Okay.
Wayne, you got to adopt, you know, two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Andrew, you got to marry a single mom, and I got to go back to one of my baby's moms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And marry and live. Would you do it?
I think I got the easiest out the, potentially the easiest out the bunch. Yeah, because there's still plenty of women who are, quote unquote, single moms that I still would have the option of choosing from.
Is this going to provide options.
I got.
Is this going to provide me with healthy happiness?
No, because he said it'll be fulfilling, but it's not going to necessarily be happy.
You go down in history.
Is that what makes me happy?
It's not about your happiness.
You're not, because he said you got to make a sacrifice.
If it's not about my happiness, why am I doing it?
For the betterment of the black people and America.
Well, that's a construct. If it's the betterment for black people or my people, it has to be something that's conducive to something that I want to do for my people and myself.
That's what I'm saying. You want. It's about what you want. It's not about what you want. It's about what's needed. You all right?
Yeah, but you need happiness.
You can't hear? Plug it back in.
No, I can hear it. I think we're getting some feedback. It's minor.
But you need that.
Oh, I hear it.
Right.
Oh, I hear it now.
I don't know what that is.
Anyway. But you need happiness. You need that.
No, you don't. Sometimes you gotta do what you have to do in order to make things work. But like, who wants to go to war? I don't want to go to war just so I can kill a nigga.
I agree. But you're also doing what you have to do because it's a part of the pursuit of.
No. It's the overall. If the apocalypse happened right now.
Yes.
And we had to make it from here to God knows where.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit if you're happy, I'm going to kick you out.
Yeah, but we're out the group. That's survival.
Right. Are black people thriving?
So first, the concept of self-preservation is first. Okay. I can't think about anything.
But you're talking about happiness over the longevity of what's best for black people and you doing your part.
But we're talking
about. You don't get to choose. This is my scenario. Would you do it? God dang. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're too busy trying to be happy. This is the whole purpose of me asking. Okay. People want to be happy because if it's about happiness, no one would do it because you haven't done it. He hasn't done it. And I'm single. So if I wanted, this is the sacrifice. That's why it's called a sacrifice. Right. You think Jesus wants to be hung up on the cross? Fuck out of here.
But that was his purpose.
So you just make it.
So you think that Jesus was like, yeah, nigga.
It was already, by scripture, it was already foreseen that this was going to happen. That's what I'm saying.
He still had to go through the
rigors.
Are you
going
to
let me talk?
No.
Because you're trying to get your point across. And if you're trying to get your point across, I'll be quiet.
No, I'm just saying, you're just making up shit.
I'm not making up anything. You asked me a question, and now you're saying that my response is made up.
You're trying to change it.
I'm not trying to change it.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm only giving you my perspective for the question that you asked me.
Okay, go ahead.
Right. So, sacrifice is sacrifice. It's inevitable. What you explain is exactly right. If people want something, they'll sacrifice for it. But they have to want it. Unless that's what we're built to do. We're just built to sacrifice. We're just built to do what other people want us to do all the time for the greater good of whatever movement it is.
I had a scenario.
Yes.
You're trying to change the scenario.
Your scenario, let me rephrase.
If a group of economists.
You're repeating your scenario. Go ahead.
If a group of economists came in and say, hey, man, this is the primary thing that will change black community. And yes. This is how you three men in this sector can help. Fuck everybody else. Mm-hmm. Everybody else gonna have to do their job, but this is how you three men can do it. Would you do it? It's not about your happiness. That's the point. That's the whole point. If you were gonna be happy doing this shit, Wayne, you'd already be doing it.
And you,
how do you know I'm not doing it now?
Because you don't got no two adopted kids, my nigga. He just asked you.
Like, damn, dog.
I don't have to adopt children to do what you're doing.
That's just what that nigga asked.
But you're posing this question. In the grand scheme of your idea.
Are your feelings hurt?
No, not at all.
Answer the fucking question.
Maybe, bro. I just don't understand your question.
Okay, wait. So let me.
You answer the question.
All right, listen, Jim. Let me break it down so you can understand it.
Break it down so it can't be broke.
Chop, chop. Holy ass. Out of here.
Go ahead.
What he is saying, three of us have three different scenarios, but these are what you have to do.
Yes.
Tone has to go back to one of his baby moms so that they can create the nuclear family structure.
Take all
right?
My kids.
That's what he take all the kids. Boom. Michael, you need to marry a woman.
A black woman.
A black woman.
Yeah, black single
yes,
mother.
You need a black woman who has a child and or children. Let's make it interesting. Who has three kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Three different baby moms. Baby dad.
So that you can help uplift the culture. Wayne, you already are married. You have children.
Mm-hmm.
Your part is adopting
two children.
Not two things.
Two children.
I like how that, because this is where we are tonight, right? Conflict. So what he's asking is, at that point, when your second adopted kid is going off to start a business, college, whatever, you will feel fulfilled, but it was fucking, and you guys don't get along.
This is fucking kids you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They could be from crack house. They could be from whatever.
They
may
15,
have issues. Who knows?
And you got them at 12.
Mm-hmm.
So the issues
and
are
one's
already
five.
Ingrained. Right. And so at the end of the day, like, you love them. You don't like them little motherfuckers, but you love them. And you're not happy necessarily, but you feel fulfilled because
you've
done
right
your
thing.
Part.
It's like
you
going
sacrificed.
To work.
I went
you
to
did something noble.
Right.
But it's not like, oh.
But you weren't happy.
Yeah, you're not jumping. You know, this ain't Rocky at the top of the stairs, Jack.
It's fucking fences. Like, yo, me and your mom made an agreement to, when we brought you into this world, to feed you, clothe you, and take care of you. Liking you was not part of this fucking agreement or not part of this plan.
So it's not about what you get to choose in life. That's what you're doing now. You got your family. You don't got to do shit else. You choose to come to this podcast. You choose to eat what you want to eat and where you want to work. This is not a, this is a choice, but will you do it for the greater good of a black American community?
Yes.
So why? You would adopt a kid? Yes. Two kids, okay.
Because it's...
Thank for you, Michael.
For me, the question that you're posing is finite. It's just like, this is for the greater good. Nothing else matters. That's what I was having a hard time grasping, just from a general perspective. Because to me, if you're doing something for a greater good, then it has to be good to you. Because, to your point, it's going to be a job. You go to job, you get money. In this case scenario, the greater good, you do this. But are you embracing the greater good? Because there are people who are saying, there are people who are saying, I will do this for my community, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's what they want. To your concept, they're like, that's all I want. I want the greater good for my people. Great. Then this works. You do it. It doesn't, you don't have to be happy. Like you said, it's not about happiness. You're doing this because this is what you want. When you pose the question, you said, hey, you're doing this for the betterment of black people, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, well, why am I doing that though? Is that something that I want ultimately for me and for everybody else around me? Or am I just doing it?
That's why the question is presented.
Right. The question should be presented. What I'm saying is that there are not enough people who are thinking, what is the greater good and what does it look like? Do I want that?
Wayne, that nigga asked you, though.
He asked both of us.
Yeah, right, but you have to internal what...
Yeah, you.
That's why you had an option.
Yeah, and that's
would
why
you
I said
do
yes.
It or no?
No, after we came full circle. But right. you are also conceptualizing... he's asking you to personalize what you're trying to generalize.
Well, it's force of nature.
Fair enough.
I apologize.
No need to apologize.
I understood the question when you said it. What I'm saying is I just didn't process it that way.
So then you didn't understand his question.
You can understand a question and not there's a million ways to, I'm not gonna say a million. There's a few different ways that you can solve an equation. There are several methods.
Yes. Now
he has one method in mind. He says, hey, this is it. Solve it like this. And I said, well, there's another way to solve it. I didn't ask you to do it like that.
So, because by that concept, this motherfucker was asking you algebra and you went to trig.
Yeah.
That's
you
not.
You have to solve this algebra.
I need you to solve for X. You started adding coefficients and curves.
So that's what it seemed
and put
like.
It on the. Yes. No, that's what it was. You put it on a graph. Like,
yeah, remember,
I got a graph.
Man, with Michael Andrews should do it.
I got it.
Right. No, I mean, it might be Ayers' thing. But what I'm saying is in that bigger, because another thing that you said that I have to respectfully disagree on is when you're doing things for the greater good, it should be good for you. It's plenty of soldiers who go and die for the greater good. It's not beneficial to them.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, but they also make that commitment because that's something that they wanted to do.
Not necessarily.
Like when you, I think
unless you got drafted.
No, when you talk about some people just don't know. I go to work. I don't know what. It's just, I do it because I think that's what I'm supposed to. It's not a desire that I want to do it.
But if you had
another means to make money, you would do that.
If was a fifth, we all be drunk.
Thank you. Like once you make a decision, like if I win the lottery, right? There are going to be some things that I'm still going to do.
Okay.
And potentially make money and potentially make a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
That's a choice that I make to say, oh, that's because that's what I want to do.
Okay.
Right. I don't win the lottery. I'm going to go back to work and just do some job.
And save
and save until I can, I can make that other thing that was going to make me a lot of money.
Right.
One is a desire that you know that I'm going to want to still do regardless of money. That's something that I want to do. The other one is noble that I'm providing for my family.
And I'll say this. With going to war, that's not something that it's a choice. That's not something that they want to do. They made it. I've had friends who went to the service who were like,
I just want to get educated.
I needed a free education. I needed to get out of this community that was a war zone, you know, a domestic wars. I had to take care of my family, and I could not get a job, so I joined, I enlisted. Like, none of those things were they saying, like, yo, I want to do that. What they wanted to do was take care of their family. They would have much rather have done that.
Winning the lottery.
Or at a grocery store.
Yeah, but when you include choice, you already know the circumstances.
What you mean?
You said those people chose. They right. might not necessarily want to do that. But when you chose, you said, I'm taking this with that.
So no, you're not.
You're taking the potential of going to war.
Correct.
But
but it doesn't mean that they want to go to war.
But even still, you made the choice.
But it's not. It doesn't mean that it's fulfilling. When you say it should make you happy,
well, that
are
was,
you going to be happy?
No, I agree with that. But that was a different conversation from what Michael Andrew was saying.
But even
about choice.
But even then, when you say you want... Prime example.
Want to go to, I just want to do this shit. I don't
want
to go to
if
work.
You tell okay. me, if you tell me, yo, Mike, I want some ice cream. Yo, that's dope, bro. We going over here to Smoothie King's, though. So you going to get a smoothie. You want a smoothie? No, I want ice cream. I want some ice cream. My nigga, that's great. I'm going over to Smoothie. Guess what? I'm driving. You riding. So I'm going to Smoothie King. You can get a smoothie. You have a choice to make.
Yeah.
Now, you get the smoothie. It's good. Like, you enjoy it. Like, it's a chocolate smoothie even. Like, right? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's healthy and shit, and it's chocolate. It tastes good.
But it ain't what I want.
But you wanted some ice cream. So at that point, you made a choice. It was not what you wanted.
Right.
You made a choice. It was fulfilling in the sense that it filled your belly up. But it ain't what you wanted. But it satisfied... It satisfied something.
And maybe not even you don't even get the satisfaction because you won't be around to see it.
Yes. In the grand scheme of things, you ain't gonna get to sip. You got to sip the Smoothie King. And you ain't getting no ice cream. But you got to sip.
But what would you do?
We've had conversations where I've considered marrying a chick who had children anyway.
That was then.
Now before I became, I came to the dark side.
Before you red pill.
Keep scrolling. keep scrolling.
I would, and there would be a very serious conversation. Listen, I'm making a sacrifice. We're having a conversation. We may be at war. No, because the reality of it is, we may be at war every day. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
We just You're doing me. The exact same thing that I just did.
No. I'm saying, no, because we may not be happy. Here's the difference. We're going to have clear expectations. Yo, I'm marrying you with a kid. You got three kids. You got three different baby daddies.
Mm-hmm.
My nigga, let's set some ground expectations. Not even necessary rules.
You're making the best of your situation.
We may be at war every day.
You know what? You can't choose.
What you mean? I can't choose.
This is a fucked up game, and I don't like it.
But I can't choose what?
You can't choose a chick.
I can't choose who I'm.
You're allotted. Jesus. You're allotted a woman.
And she's decent.
It's a lottery.
She's decent looking.
Is she decent acting?
Or
is she
just... Oh, man. See? Oh, man.
No, because that's going to help me tell you the yes or no, though. She's not decent acting. Fuck no. Fuck no.
So not even for the greater good?
Not even for the greater good. I'm selfish than a motherfucker then.
Damn,
because I'm going to kill that bitch.
Hey.
Wait, what's decent acting?
Right. So exactly. That's why I just said. So when I want to ask a question.
Oh, man.
I just didn't think you would say that.
Nigga, I'm an emotional. No. I'm an emotional, unstable creature. No. Nigga, you a female? No.
I ain't going to call you what I want to call you.
What's decent?
Decent acting is. Is. Is relatively agreeable.
If you could find that, you'd already be married. You
I don't like how you just pointed at me like that. Relatively agreeable.
Then aggressive in the bedroom.
Stop telling you people I'm agreeable, man. These niggas gonna be thinking I'm soft or some shit.
I mean, no.
I don't really care.
That nigga ain't soft. Yeah.
Try it if you want to.
As he just said. Try it. I don't really care.
I'm saying, like, just don't be, okay. Don't be a disrespectful motherfucker. You ain't got your hand in. You yell and shit. You can yell and scream over there. That's fine. Don't put your hand in my face. Like, because I told you, I seen a nigga get fucking mollywopped out in his
1950.
Look, we staying on. I got to stay the course. He was making out.
It's the first, second,
and Molly. And Molly.
What the fuck you think this is?
Who the oldest now?
Put it in the fan. You Jack. Think, what you think this shit is, nigga? You staying on, I'll stay in the court.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, Jack. So, Jive Turkey.
Oh, sucker.
Oh, man.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I tried to bring that back, man.
Sucker, man.
Sucker.
I'm
with y'all.
I told you, I'm like, that nigga
you.
Chauncey, nigga. Oh, what?
Oh, Mark ass nigga. Oh,
Mark ass.
Chauncey. I never understood what that meant by
a
way.
Mark ass nigga?
Yeah.
I don't either. Technically, that's a man.
I don't know.
You a Mark ass nigga? Oh, he's a man?
It's a man, man, Buddha.
Mark ass nigga.
I'm a man.
A man with an ass. I don't know.
But.
Like, permanent.
So, yeah, when she gets mad, like, she acts ghetto. I mean, she's good looking.
Fuck, I you know that's not gonna sell me though.
Yes, it is.
It's not about you being sold, Michelangelo.
It's a sacrifice. No, like I said, I might have to kill that chick. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm so surprised.
That would be my argument every day to these two adopted children.
Start feeding her fucking Lysol or some shit like.
God, Michelangelo is fucking dark.
So I can take the kids.
No.
Okay.
I've already plotted it.
I asked this nigga, be serious.
And this nigga said, I'm going to kill the bitch and I'm going to feed the lights all and take the kids.
Tom going to be my alibi.
Nah.
No.
Yeah, man, I got a show to do.
Right. I can't even do it.
He was over here. But you just said you were out to dinner.
Hey, Tony, man, how you doing,
you know,
man?
You know you fucked up, right?
With all your kids.
You know you fucked up, right?
Hey, I'm just out with my old lady. You
said it was 11:30, then you said it was 10:30. You know you fucked up. No,
I bought the bottle of beer.
Right.
If I ever get busted, I'm going to say that shit.
You know you done fucked up.
You know what? We have an opportunity to do this, and none of us has done it. Even though we know that this would help the black community.
I think I hear what you're saying. I think that part of that is, too, though, we're not by ourselves. So it's the other person would need to be on board as well. Like, yo, I'm happy to make a sacrifice for the greater good. Like, I know couples, not in mass, but I know couples who are like, yo, we stayed together 30, 40 years for the betterment of our family. Not just the kids, but for our family dynamic, whatever all right, that was.
I got one for you. 50 racks. Would you help some hot Hispanic chick get a green card? 2 years.
Fuck yeah.
Look how fast he said that.
Fuck yeah.
Black community.
I ain't getting the 50 racks.
Let's see. No, it's gonna be more than 50 racks. It's gonna be this is infinite amount of money that what will save lives.
No, I'm saying. Hold on. First of all, you are going.
This nigga do it for $1,000 in a tamale. Yeah, you talking about?
It need to be. Two tamales.
This nigga said,
I have standards. It need to be two dos.
She got to teach me Spanish.
Spanish.
She's like a third lady.
But that's worth a lot. Being
dos tamales. Yo tengo dos tamales.
Both of you guys are real assholes.
No, I mean, in reality, like
no,
I said.
No, we were being real. Nobody believes you. You were joking.
Like that nigga. Oh, that nigga killed that.
We were. Serious. Oh, that was a real scenario.
I don't think you would kill
that. That nigga killed it. No, that's what I'm saying.
Nigga walk out like other men. Now I understand.
Nah, why them motherfuckers left your ass?
Walk.
Can't walk. No.
The black, well, you all got to die. We all got to die. I lost.
I think that's, because I think that that's the other side of this, right? Is you get into a relationship with a woman for the greater good of the community, right? But then you have dysfunction, consistent dysfunction within
sabotage
the household.
Sabotage is real.
So within the household. So now I got fucking.
I agree, Wayne.
One of two things gonna happen.
Two things.
You say it this time. Is either we're going to, within that type of dynamic, I'm either going to create jaded children because.
Nah, come on, man. You're making up shit. That's not true.
This is what I'm saying. We're going to have jaded children if we're not able to show a united front. Like, if you're saying we could be a team.
Maybe she only gets on your nerves behind closed doors.
Okay,
does
we're
that
cool
dumb
that.
Shit.
Then I'm cool.
Yeah, not in front of the kids.
Like that, I'm cool.
So what you're saying is the person that he chooses or gets chosen is subordinate. She's in line.
Not subordinate.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, she is subordinate.
No,
she's outside not. Outside of what goes in the house, when they step out, everything is lined up.
Until
is what
we
get, doing.
Until we get into the bedroom.
Right.
And it's soundproof.
No.
Oh, well, I thought that's what you were saying.
No, she just only does the shit behind, you know, when the kids don't see.
But kids, okay. All, but kid, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like we were kids. You got kids. You know that kids.
They ain't stupid.
And they know
you
shit.
You changing my story, man? Would you feel for the greater good or no?
Yes or no? No, God,
I, no, I told you.
See or no?
I told you yes.
See or no?
50 racks for that fucking Hispanic motherfucker.
Yeah,
see, mommy.
He gonna be Dominican Michael in a minute,
right?
No, no, Dominican Michael. I, yo no sé.
Yo no sé.
Dominican Miguel.
What would you do, Tom?
Are you going back to your
mine
baby
is
mom?
The most real of both of you guys,
right?
And my answer's already been defined.
No.
No.
Yes, it has.
No, I'm saying it's no. Oh,
yeah. No, we're saying yeah, we yeah.
For not for the greater good.
For the greater good, that's a tough. Like if you told me it was for the greater good, right? But I know it's for the greater good, and I still haven't done it. There's why, part of me that thinks that I should.
What's your, and you would not, and you would not be happy with any one of them.
I don't think that would matter.
It doesn't, but I'm curious.
Well, in my real life options, I don't think so.
With none of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, my first wife.
And why did y'all? If you don't mind me, why
I was too immature. It just okay. Wasn't like I, at the time. I didn't find her attractive.
Okay.
Not that she's not attractive.
You didn't find her.
She had no sex appeal because she was young.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she was pretty and
right.
Built right.
Right.
Like physically fine. Personality.
But, right.
No.
How long has it taken you as a man to establish exactly what you want from a woman?
What do you mean?
How long in your lifetime has it taken you exactly. To come to the conclusions that you've come to up to present day about what you want? From a mate, a woman.
From adulthood or just my entire life?
Your entire life.
Maybe like, how old am I?
Did you say 4 years?
40 years.
40 years.
How old am I? I think, yeah. Because it changed.
I would say 41 years, but I just had to knock off a year just so I wouldn't be an asshole.
And it stays consistently evolving. Like
it does.
I'd like you to answer too as
it's,
well.
It's, I mean, yeah.
37 years. Like it stays consistent, and then I'm like, oh, I can build on this.
Yeah,
there's certain core values, I guess you could say, that took me fucking 33 years.
No bullshit. When I hit 37 is when I started to pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So between the last 5 years.
I think I asked that question because in correlation with the other questions that you asked this evening, it's aligned with where's your mind. And how did it get to that point so that way you could make those critical decisions, whether they are something that you like?
Oh, critical decisions? Then it goes down to happiness and self-preservation.
Right.
No, I can do more with my children as a happier, successful black man.
Right. That makes sense.
Then it this is mine now. Even right. If somebody comes to me and tell me I couldn't.
Yeah.
At this current, I would do more for as a happier, successful black man. And an agreeable parent.
Yeah.
Than I would making what I was making at the electric company and fucking unhappy with a chick.
Right. Well, I can give it that.
Even if I was making the same, if I was just separate, but I'm still happy. Like I'm with Michelangelo, is she agreeable? Well, I'm with you when it says, am I happy doing this for my kids?
Yeah.
I can do that. I was spending time with my kids this weekend. I'm ecstatic.
Right.
You know, I didn't have any headaches. Well, I'm good.
Yeah, I think that's where the difference is, bro. Like for me, like if I'm dealing with a, and that's why I'm so selective, and I am very quick to eject from a relationship. Like with the most recent situation, like, all right, I'ma stay. I'm gonna try to work this out for the betterment and the better. She's a good woman. In development. You know, she's coming to the good woman. What was you gonna ask, Tom?
Do you eject the moment you sense something bad, or do you try to work?
No, I eject the moment something bad happens and there's no acknowledgement that something bad has happened. So, shorty, with the situation, yo, you were in a health. In perilous waters when it came to like your health.
You don't think that's subjective though, because you don't partake.
No, I do, but I've been drunk before. I've been like passed out black.
You've been
drunk.
Passed out drunk before?
F- Fuck
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure he has. I mean, I
was a binge. I mean, I was a huge binge drinker from 21 to like 26.
I would really? Like to see you drunk, Michael Andrew.
You nah. see me? I've seen you see me
under the effects,
like heavily.
You
faded
have.
Too.
I have not.
We both
you,
have.
We were all together. I just yeah. I was heavily faded quite a few times. We've hung out.
He just stops. You can hear him. He gets louder.
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
Like, we'll be sitting closer than we are now. This motherfucker be like,
I'm like, that nigga. And I turn to Samuel Jackson.
Tony Jr.
He does.
Oh, yeah, he got it.
That's exactly what happened.
Right.
That's my homie. What the fuck? We're all drinking.
What you want me to do?
I'm right here with him.
Right. What you want me to do?
I think I've only been, like, drunk with y'all once.
When was that?
We were at.
I got faded with y'all when we was with all the chicks.
Was
at the fucking
Monticello?
At fucking Burn.
No, I wasn't faded there.
You were faded?
I got faded. When we had all them situations? Hell.
See, that's what I'm saying. I didn't think it was
drunk,
faded.
Right. I wasn't drunk, but I was faded.
Yeah.
I was faded that night.
Wow.
Because, I mean, we were there 5 hours, 6 hours.
Loud.
And in Monticello, I didn't drink that much.
Mm. I don't. Yeah.
Monticello, I think I remember that because you had about
this is days. A stone cold short,
baby.
Hey man, yeah. Get the fuck out.
I've never been wasted in front of you guys.
I think I've caught. I think we've gotten close when we were in Parlor. It was one night I think it was the first night we had like four. And you really? Were like, I'm feeling. I'm
okay. Like, yeah,
really?
I don't think I've ever been shit faced. Yeah,
not
like,
drunk.
But yeah, like, no.
It was good.
I don't think I've been shit
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
damn, I miss. I didn't get that chick's name. I thought about her the other day.
But I.
Shoulda, coulda, wouldas.
But like, if you can. Right.
Peace and happiness, my brother.
Just keep it, talk about a black woman.
And just keep it in the phone, nigga. Put it in the phone.
I could have just forgotten about it. Through all my relationships since then.
Right. And then just say, hey.
Oh, shit.
Hey, how you Chocolate doing?
Fat booty bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, look, I got this new app I'm working out. Put your number in the phone.
That might be
that's
the
name
I,
of it.
I need to know how to approach. I not need to. What am I talking about? I'm just going to do it. So I've been jogging, and I've seen women while I've jogged at this particular place. And I was just like, damn.
They jamming.
The eyes were getting more progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, the first one was like, She
glance.
She looked up. Yeah,
right.
Looked a few times, and then the second one was like
stairs,
and then the third one was like
stairs.
I like you,
and I won't. I didn't say shit. I was still, you know. And plus, where I am, it's just like let's focus.
Yeah. Hey, you come here often? We're outside.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what to say, but I'm just gonna walk up and say some wild shit. Ladies, teach me how to talk to you.
I just want to practice. Teach me how to Dougie or something. I was like, okay.
Even if I wind up with, you know, a retread.
I mean, listen, no matter.
I doubt it.
I mean, like that's what I'm. I think that that's.
I mean, I doubt
conversation.
I wind up with a retread.
Oh,
that's what he meant.
Oh, we won't judge.
Big wheels keep on turning.
If I'm rolling. Happy, cool. I'm gonna care.
Rolling.
It's stupid. We're just gonna look for. Talk to your little neighbor down there.
Rolling.
Yeah,
why not?
Apparently, it's a good time down there.
What y'all got for the all man moment, man?
Oh,
rolling.
I'll do better next week.
No, we get these every. We had a good five that were good. So we were due for.
That's true.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But it was on my to-do list, and we'll get there.
Yeah, it was. This was we were due for what the fuck. Like, what the fuck?
I don't ever think our show's what the fuck.
No, it was good, but I'm just saying.
Why don't you get 100,000 more people to think that way?
It's coming. Look at our analytics.
Shout
out to AARP, by the way.
He beat me to it. I was about to send them niggas across the street.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. What if the people across the street were just picking this up all the time? They're just picking them.
We need to go to
an amazing
nursing home.
We have a very special treat for you guys tonight. These three gentlemen.
Joyce, I told you, put your teeth back in, goddammit.
Come on, Gerald, Stop. You can't walk around here without no pajama bottoms on.
Come on, Merle.
Who the fuck is Merle?
Old as fuck.
It just be called Renaissance.
Our Renaissance listeners. Renaissance.
There you go.
We got to talk about that, though. Anywho.
Yeah, we really do.
Hopefully we get a live up to you next week.
Yes.
Yeah, because the other piece will be here next week.
Awesome. I am Tony Davis.
Michelangelo Brand.
And I'm Wayne. Hashtag amen.
We out this bitch.
Yep.
We out this.